And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 10, dealing with this in verses 28 through 31, where Peter said, "Lord, we have left all and followed thee." The Lord, having just dealt with the rich young ruler that came to him, desiring to have confirmation and assurance of having eternal life, the inheriting of eternal life, the Lord said, "The only thing you lack is me." And he said, "Sell what you have, give it to the poor, come take up the cross and follow me." And the man went away sad, grieving, because he had great possessions. The Lord challenges his disciples and tells them, he says, "How is it so very hard and difficult and nigh impossible for a rich man that trusteth in wealth and riches to enter into the kingdom of God?" They are astonished at that. They say, "Who can be saved?" And the Lord says that with God it is possible, with men it's impossible. And with God, all things are possible. And that is true, because salvation is of the Lord. Peter says, we have left all and have followed thee. And we want to see about this consideration. The Lord, last time we looked and going on into this chapter under all the way to verse 45, that the Lord says the economy of the Lord is to be the servant of all. If you want to be chief, be the servant of all. Don't pull yourself up into station, but let the Lord take and promote you, okay? And so don't make contracts with God. Don't say to the Lord, "Well, I'll do this if you do this, or if you'll give me this and provide me this, then I'll do that." And I wanted to go and break from here in Mark and go over to Matthew, where it tells about this even in a more detailed an easier understood example of this, where the Lord says in verse 31 of Mark 10, "The many that are first shall be last, and the last first." And Peter has said, "Lo, we have left all and have followed thee." Let's go over here to Matthew chapter 19. We pick it up in verse number 27. Where the scripture says in this same account, but it's expanded upon, in the same account it says in Matthew 19:27, "Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." So where James and John had asked to sit on the Lord's right hand and on the left hand, an expansion upon that is that the Lord says, it's appointed to someone to sit on my right hand and left hand, but I can't give that to you. That's someone else. The Father, if you will, essentially, will determine that. But he tells them, you're going to sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So what a great station, huh? Verse 29, "And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters, father, mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life." And so we see those same words over in Mark, where we looked, that forsaking the way of this world and those of the world, and it doesn't mean to hate them and to never have any contact with them and to not fellowship with our parents and our family again. The Lord's not saying that, but when I speak, when I call, when I direct you, when I command you, that's what you're to follow first, always. And when you do, When you do that, you'll receive 100-fold in this life, other brothers and sisters and mothers and such, and children and lands. You'll have the benefit of the blessing of your brothers and sisters in Christ. And then in the end, for eternity, everlasting life. And then he says here in verse 30 of Matthew 19, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And then the Lord deals with this subject about don't make a contract with God. Don't do this. Okay. Understand the blessing of not holding God to a promise. Lord, from the standpoint of us leveraging the Lord, like Peter said, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Okay. What do we get? In chapter 20, verse 1, the Lord says, for, or we can substitute the word because, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder. This is the way, this is an aspect of the kingdom, which went early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. So we see this first group early in the day, 6 a.m., sunrise. He went to where the day laborers were, and he made a contract with them for a penny a day. They had a contract. They had an agreement. And he went about the third hour, 9 a.m., and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. So at nine, he goes and he hires some more fellows, but he doesn't make, there's not a contract made with them. He just says, I'll give you what's right. Leave that up to me. The kingdom of heaven is like this. The operation of the kingdom of heaven is like this. For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder. Whatsoever is right to those at 9 o'clock, they went their way. And he said, I'll give you, and they went their way. And again, verse 5, he went about the sixth hour, noon, the ninth hour, 3, and did likewise. Why are you standing around here idle? There's work to be done in my vineyard. You go, and I'll give you what's right. See that? No contract. And they agreed to it. And about the 11th hour, 11 hours have passed. There's one more hour, the 12th hour in the day, right? And he goes back and went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? And they said unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. And so the Lord says, understand this. Peter asked, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? That is just good business. What am I going to get paid? But the Lord says, don't do that with me. 6 a.m., those men, they had a contract, penny a day. The others, the Lord called them, the householder called them into his vineyard. And he says, whatever's right, I'll pay you. And they trusted him for that. And so, that she shall ye receive, he says. Whatsoever is right, verse 7, that shall ye receive. Verse 8. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. Interesting, isn't it? This is the way the kingdom of heaven is. And he ordered them in this way. So those men that had a contract, an agreement, a penny a day, would see what's going on. He says, make the first last and make the last first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. And when the first came, so the ones at 11, He did it in reverse order. The ones that had worked the least went first. The ones at 5, that was them, the ones at 3, the ones at noon, the ones at 9, and then the ones at 6, going in reverse order the way that he hired them and they worked for the day. The ones for the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, so all the other ones did too. And when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. They got what they agreed to. They thought they would get more. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, "These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden in the heat of the day." And he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny?" Don't make any contracts with God. "Take that as thine, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good?" And again, an expounding upon what we saw over in Mark 10. "So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but for few chosen." And so here we see the Lord is honored and the Lord is glorified. God Almighty and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, they are glorified by faith and trust in Him. And so here the Lord says to Peter, Peter says, "We've left all and followed thee. What are we going to have?" The Lord says, "Peter, don't make a contract with me. Don't make an advance deal with me. Because you know what? You'll be disappointed. But rather trust me. And what I've called you to do, and when I have called you to do it, trust me. Trust me." May our Lord help us in this, that we understand that in every way, only by faith, is our Lord honored and glorified by us. As we humble ourselves before our Lord, and we just totally rest and trust in Him. For the sinner that's without Christ, how is it that you can be saved? By faith and trust in Him. Faith and trust in Him for the Lord to take care of the payment and the transaction. Faith and trust in Him for Him to do what He's promised. Faith and trust in Him where the Lord says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." And you trust in Him that He will give you rest. And as you come to Him, and when you come to Him, we that are saved, as we've come to our Lord has saved our souls. May we not look to make contracts with our Lord. We will short ourselves. We will end up being closer to last than first. But if we just do and rest in our Lord, He will pay us above and beyond anything that we ever deserve. And not that we serve our Lord for the payment, but we just need to rest in our Lord. The scripture tells in Hebrews 11 that Moses had respect and the recompense of reward of following the Lord. The thing he should do is follow the Lord, but the Lord adds to it even above and beyond salvation and His call. And so may we rest in Him. May we not make contracts with God. Well, I see that our time has passed. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.